And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. I mean, making it cool to be a conservative. Text lines are going crazy. Cameron from Decatur says, well, it's a long one. Okay, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get all of this, Cameron. He says, they are not migrants. They're not asylum seekers. They are illegal immigrants. Even leaders of the Dem-controlled city say the federal government of Biden has failed us. And he goes on, but good thoughts, Cameron. Appreciate you texting in. Steve from Owens Crossroads says, according to 60 Minutes, the E-Verify system is poor and widely circumvented. Not that I'm a fan of the show any longer. Okay, I don't know what that means. He's not a fan of Right Side Radio or of 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes. I feel better. I thought, did we just lose Steve from Owens Crossroads? I'm not sure what I did to offend him. Thanks, Steve. Bart from Maryland did hear us giving the shout-out. He said, I heard your show on the radio 3 weeks ago on a trip to Huntsville and Fort Benning. Haven't missed a show since. Glad I can listen online. Thanks for the shout-out. Have a good weekend, gentlemen. You too, Bart from Maryland. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. Dwight from Decatur, he said repealed. I think he meant struck down. Well, okay, that's fair. But Justin's not a lawyer, but you're right. I heard him say it, and I let it go right on by. But he's right. The reality is the court struck certain portions of it down, and it did not allow them to stand. And then Rayson from Hawaii is on the line. We appreciate that. Rayson, glad you're out there, man. He says, incredible, informative, educational program. Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. So listen, this whole first part of the Triple Dipper, which is going to last through the top of the hour just for a bit, it's called Bama on the Border. So here's an interview just about 3 weeks ago. Yellowhammer News reported this one. Our Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who's been in studio here before, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth actually was on Fox and Friends, the Fox News Channel's weekend show. They were at Talladega Super Speedway for the Geico 500, and he sat down with the hosts and he talked to them. And part of what they talked about was the border and Alabama's reaction to the border. He did point out that Governor Ivey, and by the way, you know, she's not the most outspoken, the most deliberative, but there have been certain things I've been glad she did, one of which was she had Alabama joined to the the American Governor's Border Strike Force, meaning that we will collaborate, that we will provide assistance as best we can. So we are part of a coordinated effort among states to combat illegal immigration, if you will. That's good stuff, and I'm glad we're part of it. So we're there. What's one piece? Bama on the border? Yes. Our governor has put us into the American Governor's Border Strike Force. And then you've got Ainsworth talking as lieutenant governor. He says, I'm going to give you a local story about how it's impacting Alabama. He said, and he's from Gunnersville. He said, I split my time between Gunnersville and Montgomery. Just a small town, Gunnersville. He said, just last month, which would be March, we had several teenage and college kids die from a fentanyl overdose with a drug batch that was tied back to Mexico. He said, when you look at the amount of drugs that are coming into America and President Biden's failed policies, he has not protected the border. And so at the end of the day, states are having to step up and we're having to do the job of the federal government. He is spot on. And that was a tragic moment when these kids all died from fentanyl overdoses. And yeah, that's streaming across the border right now. It's like more every single month. The amount of seizures that we're seeing clearly indicate that the amount that we're not seeing is probably of epic levels. And Ainsworth went on to talk about the fact that we are assisting with security operations. He says, we're some of the first to send boots on the ground. We're sending people from the Alabama National Guard. We're sending law enforcement. We're going to put people there. He said, I think, you know, making sure that we're actually going to be committed to getting the wall built. And then he said, Alabama's going to step up to the plate and support those border states and we continue to send people there. That's our lieutenant governor and our governor saying, we're in, y'all. We're in. Alabama will be there. And it's a good thing because when you look at some of the stories that are out there right now, PJ Media picked up on one that I talked about briefly yesterday. There are estimates of upwards of 150,000 illegal aliens already stacked up right across the border, literally just piled up on the other side of the border, prepared to come through because last night Title 42 ended. And this article says the Biden administration is not ready, not by a long shot. Now, here's a new thing. This news broke this morning. It says right here in this article from PJ Media dated 2 days ago. It says orders have gone out to all Border Patrol sectors. If there's no room in your shelters, then agents are to begin what they call a safe release of illegal aliens to the city streets. What that basically means is we're not processing them. they're going to let them in, and they're going to put them on a bus, drive them out in the middle of a city, and just say, go, get out. There's no documentation. There's no, you know, even though it's not much, they're saying, you know, right now they're supposed to appear for a future court date. Well, the reality is that's not going to happen. The plan was just start letting them go. Just open the gates. Just let them all in. We can't handle it. Well, a federal judge this morning enjoined that and said, no, you cannot do that. That will not happen. And so at the very least, a federal judge has said, you will have to process these people. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
To Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number two. Where'd hour number one go? It's hour number two?
Yeah. Here it is, number two.
It must be a Friday. We're flying through this on the way to the weekend. Hey, listen, glad you guys are with us. Number one of the Triple Dipper. Still in it, Bama on the border. The story I had last, right before we went to the break, PJ Media reports that there are reports of upwards of 150,000 illegal aliens staged right across the border at various crossing sites, just waiting for Title 42 to go away last night. Now, here's the one good thing, and since the music was kicking in, I want to make sure I repeat this because I'm not sure everybody could have heard it, but the reality is there was a plan in place. Literally, it was a plan in place. Like, this is a plan? Like, what's your plan? Well, my plan is to basically do nothing. That's a plan. Okay. That's what we had. The Biden administration had sent out to all the Border Patrol sectors that if you don't have enough shelter spots anymore, then just start letting them loose. No processing, no giving them their future court date, no nothing. Just let them go. Just open the gates. Just step back and watch it all happen. And you're shaking your head. What are you thinking?
I'm just thinking that the whole thing of, yes, it's all the illegals coming in. But what another thing that I would be worried about is who is in the illegals that are coming in from the other countries that could just be coming in to do God knows what.
And that's part of the discussion. I mean, at the very least, you're checking.
Right.
You're looking at them and going, MS-13 gang member tattoo guy on your face.
Yeah.
Let's talk a minute.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Get their DNA sample or fingerprints or something and run it.
Right.
Do the biometrics. At least record who you got.
That's what in my head. I'm like, man, who's coming in because they know they can just walk right in right now without getting even checked.
Not only that, but what are they doing with all the undocumented, unaccompanied minors?
Oh, right.
I mean, kids coming in, we don't need room for it. Just let them go. Just let them go, man. So we're going to have, like, street orphans? Like we had the Sully
Kenya,
Mully
like
here the
Kenya.
Other day?
Mm-hmm.
I look at it and think, this is not a plan. Like, you've been in office for 2 years. And by the way, when he so-called won the election, big asterisks, but when he so-called won the election, at the very least, you know, when an administration takes office, they have already laid the foundation. They're supposed to be campaigning for over a year on what they'll do when they get in office. In other words, they formed their policy before they get there. And then they take office and they put their policy into effect. We are 2.5 years from the day that Biden took office. Well, not quite 2.5, but close. And we're definitely 2.5 from the time he got elected. And then on top of that, he had a year prior to that. So let's say he had three and a half years to form his border policy. Apparently his border policy was, I kid you not, was do nothing. That's what it appears. Alejandro Mayorkas will tell us.
Let them in. They'll vote for us.
Oh, you think?
That, I mean,
not in Alabama.
Not in Alabama. But they're just going to drive them there and be like, hey, yeah, go sign that sheet of paper. Vote for me.
I did see that. I don't know if we said it when Justin Bogey was on the phone, but that was one of the things that was upheld in our state law that we passed in 2011 was that illegals yes. cannot. You have to actually have proof of citizenship to vote.
Nice.
To be registered to vote. So, yeah. I tell you what, Boomer, you got that that clip from Katie Britt. So coming up Monday, if things continue the way they're supposed to, Senator Katie Britt will be on the show with us to talk about her thoughts. But listen, last night as I was preparing for the show, because I actually got done last night, I actually slept past 5 o'clock this morning. It was great.
Good job.
It was awesome. But as I was preparing the show last night, and getting my resources together, I stumbled across a video that was like only a few hours old of Senator Britt. Now, this is since I'm doing Bama on the Border, I thought it's a good idea to see what our delegation is saying. How are they addressing the issue? And I'm going to tell you right now, I watched her video, and I texted her her communications guy, and I said, that video was fire. That video was fire. I mean, so I'm going to play it. And the clip is a little longer than I would normally play, all right? It just is. It's about 2.5 minutes. But it's worth it. This is your U.S. senator addressing the Biden administration based upon her experience at the border. Play it, Boomer.
I went to the border 3 times so far in my tenure in the United States Senate. I want to put that in perspective for you. So I went 3 times in 2 months, whereas Joe Biden has only been 3 hours in 2 years. And when we went, we asked for the real, unvarnished truth. And what I am here to tell you is that we have a humanitarian and a national security crisis at our border every single day. As a mom, it was gut-wrenching to watch women pregnant attempt to cross the border with multiple tiny children behind them, to look into the eyes of our CBP agents who said, look, I pulled a woman from this very river last week who was pregnant with twins. She drowned. As a mom, to sit across from a young woman who told me it wasn't that she was raped every day, it was how many times a day she was raped at the hands of the drug cartels. As I've traveled the great state of Alabama, sitting across from a parent who told me he lost his son to fentanyl poisoning. When in the world is this administration going to wake up? We must seal and secure our border, put back in policies that just make sense and that keep Americans safe and our communities strong. Listen, this, what we are about to see happen over the next few days is going to be catastrophic, but it is nothing that we didn't know was coming. On January 26th, Joe Biden came out and said, we are ending the public health emergency and Title 42 on May 11th. Now, I want you to pay close attention to this timeline because then on March 9th, he came out with his budget that cut the Department of Homeland Security by 1%. Now, let me tell you something. President Biden wasn't afraid of increasing things when he thought they needed to be because he increased EPA by 19%. That decrease made it even more challenging to secure our border, to combat fentanyl, and to make sure that we put these traffickers in their place and enforce our existing immigration laws. There is no doubt that it is open season for human traffickers, drug cartels, and terrorists. I plead with the administration, the men and women behind me and in this building, we have real solutions. Come to the table. Let's secure our border. Let's put the American people first. Let's put the safety of our children and communities all across this country before anything else. Thank you.
Man, your thoughts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, she laid it all out there and the passion behind it.
Yeah.
And just to hear from firsthand what she saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, why are we not doing anything about it?
She was spot on, you mm-hmm. know, and I'll be honest, if a day comes that I don't agree with something she says, I'll say that too, but I could not find a single thing in what she said that I disagreed with.
Right.
That, in that particular case, she was nailing it. And she was nailing it from having gone down there three times and then also talking to her own constituents and then dealing with things in D.C. and watching the budgets. As Department of Homeland Security gets their budget cut, he's raising the Environmental Protection Agency. I mean, for the love of God, where's the EPA on the southern border right now? As literally you're looking at entire fields of trash from illegals that are just dumping it as they come across the border.
Exactly.
So story here in the Daily Wire, dated a couple of days ago, was just really awesome. So states can make a difference. You know, Alabama's got its laws in place. Our Alabama delegation is active. I've got comments here from virtually every single one of them. Congressman Strong, even though there's no chance it's going to get passed, he introduced legislation to reinstate the border wall construction. Glad on him for doing that. It's symbolic, really, if you get down to it, because there's no way it's going to pass. But I'm glad he's doing it. Our delegation is speaking up with unanimity, with the exception of our only Democrat. Our only Democrat, Terry Sewell, is quiet because it doesn't fit the narrative, right? But Texas, Daily Wire reports that Texas has now got its National Guard. They are trained. They have 10,000 specially trained National Guard members that are part of what they call their Texas Tactical Border Force, an additional 1,200 Texas Department of Public Safety troopers, all on the border. In addition to what CBP has, and in addition to the Biden administration sending troops down most recently. And they're looking at cascades of up to, you know, 10 to 13,000 expected to start. They've been over 10,000 the last 3 days in a row. They've set new records the last 3 days. And then on top of that, though, the Texas National Guard soldiers, and I watched a video of it, they were in riot gear blocking illegals from coming ashore, not even letting them up the bank. And I was so glad. Spreading out that concertina wire, and Governor Abbott said, great work by Texas National Guard and the Texas DPS. He says Biden sent 1,500 troops to the border to do their paperwork. Texas deployed trained soldiers and troopers to take real action and respond to the crisis. Well, we've got our own Alabama delegation from the state legislature that went down there. We had Senator Lance Bell on the phone the other day talking about his trip down there, what he saw. I did notice CBS 42 had a piece, came out a couple days ago, saying that when they were on the trip, they were also there to help understand better what's going on with fentanyl trafficking. And he said that officials in Texas and with the CBP commended Alabama for passing new laws strengthening the penalties on fentanyl. That's part of what we can do. We can make it more difficult for them to do the things they've been doing. Well, listen, folks. Alabama, we are tied in. We are part of the governor's border task force. We are sending our own National Guard, our own delegation, our U.S. delegation, and our state leaders are engaged in the process. There is certainly more that can be done. What we're seeing right now is a crisis of leadership, as much as anything. It's a crisis. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's a national security crisis. But it's a crisis of leadership in D.C. Unbelievable. And the things they're starting to put back in place now are almost too little too late. But what's crazy is they're also reinstating policies of the Trump administration that had been working that they had rescinded when they first took office. Anyway, all right, Bama on the border. Just so you know, I thought, you know what, we're going to do the same kind of topic 2 days in a row, but it was important for you to hear that your own state is fully engaged on the process because every state's a border state right now. All right, take us to the break, Boom. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. We got to lighten the mood. I got to tell you guys about the Pinocchio thing I just found on Twitter. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it so cool to be a conservative. And yeah, So the text lines are blown up. Before I go any further, Boomer, I got to tell you what I found on Twitter, though. So
yeah, what's that?
Just to lighten the moment for a moment. Just to lighten it up a little bit. So
oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's one of those kind of random things that I follow on Twitter. It's called Historic Vids, and it's basically like it takes like a little vignette out of history you might not have known or gives you a little weird history moment.
Is this a weird history moment?
Kind of, yeah. Oh, boy. So you know the original Disney Pinocchio movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
The old cartoon version.
Yeah.
Like, you know, dancing without his strings, that kind of thing. All right, so there's a picture here. It's got a picture of it. So Disney, apparently when the movie premiered, which I got to look back and see, but it's the 50s, I think. When the movie premiered, Disney hired, and it refers to them as little people. So,
Yeah.
Disney hired some little people to dress as Pinocchio, put them up on top of the marquee in front of the theater, to dress as Pinocchio and wave at the people during the premiere. So you had little people dressed as Pinocchio up there waving.
All right.
Then it says they left them up there with enough food and wine for the day. But by late afternoon, they were all naked and drunk and screaming swear words at people.
Really?
Who thought this was a good idea?
No way.
It's a hot day. You put a group of little people up there. And
the food wasn't eaten, obviously.
I don't know.
All the wine was drank.
The wine was definitely imbibed. And it says they got naked and drunk and started screaming profanity at the crowd.
So they're sitting up there yelling at people.
Naked.
Naked.
And drunk.
With the big Pinocchio behind them.
Exactly. Giant Pinocchio on the wall behind them. God, that just got all over me. That just wore me out, man. Oh, God. Like, who thought that was that ranked right up there with putting Dylan Mulvaney on a beer can? I'm just saying. what were you thinking giving them bottles of wine? I don't know. I thought it'd be a great idea. It was part of the deal.
It was part of the deal.
Yeah. Text lines are blown up. You want to grab any? I'll go down the line, too.
Samal, the truck driver.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He says, you know, have the capture aliens dig a moat and fill it with the gators. Yeah, I'm guessing he like the gators that are all up here in
Alabama.
Put
them to work is what you're saying.
That's what he's saying right there.
Dig the moat and we'll fill it with gators.
Yeah, they can have all of our gators that come up here in
Alabama. All of our Huntsville alligators that we've been seeing lately. Yeah. There was another article, by the way, about a gator just off the beach down in Orange Beach area, I think it was.
Man.
Like he was like a 6 or 8 footer. Just swimming.
Just hanging out.
Yep.
Just hanging out.
Donna from Hartzell, she says, this is Donna from Hartzell. I'm afraid those children are going to end up in the sex trade. And I agree. You're right. Nothing funny about that. You're absolutely right. A lot of those kids that we were talking about, if there's going to release them, by the way, speaking of which, I just saw on the screen here in the studio, I think this one was on the Fox side. Yeah, it was. It said that, you know, that judge had enjoined. I said that a minute ago. The judge had enjoined that plan to just release them without any processing at all. They call them street releases, and the judge enjoined that. The White House has announced they will fight the judge's order. What does that tell you? They want to release them into the streets. The White House could have looked at that and gone, whew, we got saved from ourselves. Good deal. Let's take that as a closet win and go on. No, they are going to fight. They're going to fight that because they are determined that they want to just release them into the streets.
So what are they trying to do?
They're trying to destroy our country, in my opinion. That's where I'm at. I mean,
that's what it looks like.
When you take the economy, the energy sector, the embarrassment on the world stage, and the level of taxation he's trying to increase, and what he's doing by trying to make the climate the new war, and then what the southern border, and then you know, wokeism in the military. Look at it all at one time, and you cannot help but say they are determined to remake America into a different form of
completely
of a
different than
is.
What we were built on.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, Badger from Athens,
yeah,
he says, Happy Friday.
Hey.
So that makes me happy.
Happy Friday. Yay to you, Badger. We appreciate you. Jeff from Hazel Green, he said it was in a song by U2 a few years ago that said, quote, let's hope the Russians love their children too. It seems the only use Joe Biden has for children is for sniffing their hair. Yes, which is a creepy thing we've seen you do multiple times. Our children and grandchildren pay for these choices. Yes, they do. Bill from Hartzell says Pinocchio was a child trafficking movie, came out in 1949. A child trafficking movie?
Really?
Stop it, Bill. do well, that.
Real quick, Jeremy from Huntsville, before we go out,
yeah.
He says, what about the poo-poos? I work in construction, and 10 porta-potties smell really bad. I just wonder, I can't imagine what it smells like out there.
I don't know, bro. I mean, is there a porta-john left east of the Mississippi right now? Because they're probably shipping them all out there.
They probably are.
All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be back with more Ruminations. We're switching gears to number two on the Triple Dipper, Military Minded. We'll be right back.